Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bratton. Go by SEC Mike. Go on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin Shane. How's it going, brother?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I think I just lost my voice somehow. I don't know how that's going, but how's the arm? Everybody's asking, how's the arm going?
Yeah, well, I found out, man. Didn't know this was a thing, Mike. You heard of tennis elbow?
Yes, I have.
Well, there's a thing called golf elbow, and apparently it's a thing. And that's exactly what it's like. I was trying to explain to my wife what it was, and she was very helpful. I'm not going to say that she was. She got an ice pack and stuff. So we're taking care of this thing. And then I started doing the googs, and I figured out, you know what? Let me just see what they say online. And then I punched in the symptoms, and then there's like 15 articles about what this is. So I had no idea. So apparently, I really need to start working out a little more, doing more stretches. You know, I'm at that age, Mike. I can't just get up and go. I've really got it. It's like a diesel engine. I got to get warmed up for a little bit, then we can hit the road.
Well, all that tells me, Shane, is you are an athlete. You know what?
Well, I'm something like an athlete. You know, I mean, there's a lot of undeveloped muscle on this side, but it's there. And I feel like I've always been a big guy my entire life, but I've been an athletic big guy to an extent. You know what I'm saying? And that really helped in high school because I would gain weight in the summer, but then I'd lose it during fall camp. Well, then when we stopped having football, then I had nowhere else to lose it. So I'm trying to do it on the links, man. So 18 holes at a time. Hopefully I can cut it there.
Cousin Tony's got some suggestions. Don't swing so hard. Keep your head down.
That's a good one.
Geez Louise, those Cracker Barrel biscuits will get you.
Yeah, I have to modify the old swing because, few things in the way.
Cousin Schved said Cousin Shane to rehab at Cracker Barrel. That should do the trick.
Oh, buddy. Keep going.
And then JR, man, the gift Cousin JR.
He makes me feel better.
I think JR may be at my house. My dog's going nuts back here. He just gifted a membership, Shane. I don't even know how to say this yet. YGGYD. That's probably a bad word. But you have been gifted a membership. Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of the legend, JR. You know what?
Man, he's a legend. True legend. Promo code JR. Add it again. Thank you, cuz. I really do appreciate it.
Jeez Louise said Shane to Augusta.
I'd go. You know, it's funny. I talked to because we're not too far from there, and I talked to a lot of families that are from that area. And what's kind of wild is some of them rent their homes out. Yeah. Like they completely leave town. And I talked to one, and I don't know if they're lying, but I don't know why they would. They said they left, and the money that they make from the week of renting their house out, it covers their mortgage payment for a year.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's pretty damn cool. So unfortunately we don't have anything around here, you know, closest is Bristol and less and less people are going there, you know?
Well, Shane, you know how we could get your mortgage paid?
How's that, Mike?
By people going over to MyBookie. Come on, MyBookie.ag is a website. The promo code that SEC, you can see it at the bottom of your, I can't point over there, but over there, but that SEC is the promo code, Shane. If you go over to MyBookie.ag, running out of time, Shane, we got the Final Four coming up. But there's going to be other sports to bet on. You could have money in your account for college football season, just saying. And if you use that promo code, that SEC, they're willing to give you a 50% instant deposit match. So what's that mean, Shane? You put in $100 if you're a new customer to MyBookie, and you put in that promo code, that SEC, they're going to give you 50 automatically. So you could have $150 in your account today to maybe bet on Florida or Auburn to win it all.
I like it, Mike. I'll tell you, A+ segue right there. You know, sometimes you really do miss, but that one you nailed.
Shane's a swinger, they're saying. okay. Oh, hey, we got a couple things to hit on here, Shane. This is going to be a fun little episode here. Real quick, speaking of basketball, how about this? You see this where, I don't know, you never know with these coaching searches, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, and again, I don't know this for a fact. We should probably ask Billy or somebody about this. But apparently A&M tried to hire Chris Beard from Ole Miss. He's done a hell of a job. Not a big fan of him personally. But he's done a good job at Ole Miss. And he used to be the Texas coach, Shane. He was number one in the country when he was at Texas. Then there was a domestic violence allegations and all that, and he got fired. So I don't know. I don't know that he that A&M really went after him. I think they did. And Ole Miss giving him a 6-year contract. This could be agent saying, "Well, I'm going to go to A&M if you don't give me more money." But thoughts on that, Shane? Because Texas now, they're on their high horse. You can't even get the guy we don't even want. A&M down in the dumps, swing and miss on another coach. I love it anytime an SEC school goes after another SEC coach.
They tried to pull a Longhorn there, didn't they? You know, you go up here and get one of your neighboring school's coaches. So I like the effort. Don't know if it's true or not, so I don't really want to speculate, but sure sounds fun, though, don't it? You know, just the little extra drama. I mean, there's 16 coaches in this conference, and when one leaves to another one starts getting poached, that's what we like. But that tells Ole Miss, I mean, think about that. If that is the case, you've got a football coach and now a basketball coach. Wait, you said Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we got, think about that. You got two coaches at Ole Miss not leaving. They're wanting to stay right there in Oxford. And I don't think that was happening 10 years ago. So I think this is a, you know, Ole Miss has taken some major steps, I think, in college sports, period.
Yeah. I think that's a great point, Shane, where, again, maybe that was a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Now it's a destination job. You know what?
Absolutely. They changed the standard. I love it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
When does Ole Miss start stealing coaches? You know, that's the next that's the next chapter.
Well, if they ever need one, Shane, I got a recommendation for him. How about old Mike Gundy?
Yeah.
Shane saw this clip. He said, We got to do it. So let's kick it over to Gundy. Here's him being classic Gundy. We don't like him when he beats the SEC, but we like him otherwise.
Just getting this out of the way, because I don't think you thought it would come together this year, but the NCAA said no to Deion and Syracuse on their deal. But the coaches have said, we're going to look at this, and next year, that may be part of this. So your feeling on the coach?
I mentioned it the other day. I just thought of the deal with OU. I think it's a good deal. I would like to do it. I'd like to practice against them. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to waste my time on who's going to determine what the rules are anymore, because essentially there's not really enough of them to follow. And I'm not even sure how they have grounds to say you can't do it. Like, if somebody just goes and does it, what are they going to do to them?
Do you hear NCAA blowing the horn in the background? That's the only punishment they could do right there.
I think if I had a visor, Shane, my hair would look a lot like Gundy's right now. How about it?
Hey, I like it. Like you said, I don't know what you think about the man, but I think he's on to something. This isn't the first time he's brought it up. Talked about this, I believe, last season. We got excited about it. But I think there's something here, man. I think, you know what I'm saying? You had Deion coming out here trying to make this deal with the Syracuse coach. A little controversy on that one right now, because they're saying, hey, if Bill Belichick would have said it, you know, that's kind of where they're going with this thing. And you're kind of curious what would have happened. Could this have happened? And does it still happen? I believe that this is good for both the schools. Now, Syracuse, Colorado, that's a long distance. I don't know if you can get the fan following, but man, think about how hungry you are for college football right now, Mike. I mean, if I told you you had to drive 3, 4, or 5 hours to watch a college football game, by God, you know you'd be in the car watching if it's the only one on. So I think there's something here. I think it needs to be done. And you know, NCAA, whatever. They're going to say whatever, but I feel like this is something that gets addressed here in this season. Don't be surprised if it doesn't happen next spring.
Yeah, you say I'd sign up for it. I just signed up to go to Vanderbilt spring game, Shane. So that's how much I'm craving college football. It's about 2 weeks out. I'm going to be of course, it's just down the street, but I'm going to be down there. You know what?
You and Theo going to be down there on the field.
I mean, hell, there's only about 3 spring games to go to, so I got to go to this one. You know what?
I would love to see it. Now, is the stadium done there? Is it complete, or is it they still working on this damn thing?
Still working on it. The plan is for it to be unveiled in August.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're getting there. So I think the timing's perfect. Vanderbilt's coming into a great season, so I look forward to behind the scenes. Maybe you and Pavia can have a beer after the game, you know?
All right. So, hey, Shade's got his list here. He really wanted to get down to a list. Who the SEC team should be playing in a spring scrimmage type showdown type game. And I think you're right. I mean, I think we might be getting there. I think what's really going to hold it up potentially is the spring portal.
Yeah.
Which I think will be going away. But again, that's kind of a guess. But if we could get to a point where there is no spring portal, I think these games are much closer to reality.
Yeah. And another thing I think that needs to happen, obviously, is spring alignment. You know, you notice a lot of teams playing different times. You know, Mizzou, go ahead, getting it out of the way. I think if we go to having games, which, again, I fully expect, there's too much smoke to not have fire here. And now that media's got a hold of it, I believe that there's an opportunity for this next year. And it got me thinking, like, who would be the best team for each SEC opponent? And there was a couple of things I kind of factored here. One is something that Gundy talks about. This is a rivalry. That's an easy one. But I think location's important because it is a spring game. So you don't want to do, I don't think, Syracuse, Colorado. I think that's just too far away. But, you know, something relative that you could get to in a vehicle in a short time, I think is very important. But also needs to be an opponent that you can actually learn something from. You know, yeah, I'm not saying Tennessee goes over here and play Carson Newman. You know, because I'm not saying that they can't learn something, but if that, they might as well go against the twos. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like this is it's got to be a Division One school, and those are just a couple of factors that came along. But then, as I'm going through my list, Mike, there's a couple I just want to see. So okay, I made it happen. So I'll let you you tell me what school, and I'll tell you which one I picked, and then you can tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Okay, how about Texas?
Texas. Let's go down here, Texas. This one here, you know, I think we're going to have to stay within the state of Texas. So, you know, it kind of narrowed its list down. Houston was one that came to mind, but I decided to go 100 miles away to Baylor. I think that this is two schools that, you know, if you look at the track record, I believe it was, the last 14 years, something like that. It's a 6-8 margin or something. I mean, they're relatively close, you know, football teams here. Now, Texas is on a totally different plane right now, but what is it, 5 years, 10 years from now? I think that this is something the fans could get behind because it's a game they're not going to see that often. So for the Texas Longhorns, I went with Baylor.
Interesting.
Is there any other ones that maybe you would consider?
Ohio State. I want to see these. That's what I want to see. Yeah. I want to see week one matchups. I just want to see them 6 months or hopefully not that. I don't know how many months away. 5 months away. I want to see them 5 months early. I really do want to see that. I mean, I think there's something to that. And wherever the game is, flip it. You know, one's at Ohio State, the real game. Play this one at Texas. Mm-hmm. Hey, let them eye each other up. I think hopefully there'll be some bad blood that comes out of the spring. I know they would never do it, but you're asking me what I want to see. I want to see a preview of an upcoming game, and hell, I'll do that for Virginia Tech, South Carolina. I do it for LSU, Clemson. I do it for Auburn, Baylor. I want to see a couple months prior to the actual game. I want to see them on the field, and you know, you wouldn't make it a rivalry, but
yeah,
we would have months and months of hype and speculation. I think if we get a little taste of these games.
What if a taste is not what you want, though? What if a taste is, you mentioned, we're on the subject, Baylor and Auburn. What if Auburn just derails them? You know what I'm saying? To the point, it's like they look like two totally different teams on this football field. Do you think that hurts ticket sales if they ever play again? It's like, well, I don't want to watch it. It's almost like a repeat of maybe an SEC opponent you saw in the championship game. And how many times have we watched it East-West? We're like, well, we don't want to watch that game again.
No, see, I think it would do the reverse because if you're playing the spring one at Auburn, I think all these Auburn fans say, you know what? I'm going to go buy a ticket. How many times are we going to get to go watch a game at Baylor? I'm going to go watch my team whoop that team's ass on the road.
But what if you got your ass whooped and you're like, I ain't driving to Baylor. I watch this one at the house. I don't know. I get where you're coming from. I just don't think that's – I don't think personally it's the answer because I'm thinking beyond this season and next season. This is something I would like to see every season. In fact, the next one I'll do easy here, Oklahoma. Oklahoma State is the natural one. We can't have two Gundy clips and not say that this is the game that we should see, because clearly Gundy does not want to play Oklahoma during the football season. So how can we see these two teams get together in the spring is the obvious matchup here. So I think this would probably be one of the easiest selections for a spring game. What about you?
Well, now my only concern, though, is if we're getting Oklahoma, Oklahoma State in a spring game.
Yeah.
They could be killing each other. You know what I mean? Like there's so much bad blood. I mean, hell, maybe that'll make it more entertaining, you know? But yeah. I don't know how you you restrict yourself, if that makes sense, because you're going to absolutely destroy the other team.
Well, the fans will be there, that's for sure. This will be sold out. I think security would be ramped up a little bit, you know, a few more troopers on the sideline. And I do think that, you know, I have seen similar, you know, I can't remember exactly which behind the scenes this was, but there was an NFL team that did a similar scrimmage. I can't remember. Probably folks listening. What's that show that comes on every year? They go behind the scenes of the NFL team. I'm drawing
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. There was one of the Hard Knocks behind the scenes, and they got in a fight and everything. And it was a tough fought game. But I feel like that's kind of what you want too. A little bit. It's like you can't go in this thing just, you know, pads only, shoulder pads only, because then if you go shells only with this football team, you're not really learning anything. I think you'll get a little extra juice if there's a little more on the football game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jack wants to know, who's Bama scrimmaging?
Bama. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. We'll just do the cousin suggestions here. So let's go down here to Alabama. This one's probably going to surprise you a little bit, a little bit of a distance, but you know, you think about some of the SEC championships, some of the SEC champs in this conference. There's one team that has more than about eight of them in this conference, and they're not even in this conference anymore. I want Tulane, Mike, the big green wave. I want to go down there because one of the things I think about with this one, it's not too far. You think it's far? It's not that far. When I think of some of the best Bama teams, I think of some of the best recruiting that came from the state of Louisiana. How many times did we see a Nick Saban recruiting battle down there in Louisiana? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like this could be something. I would almost prefer Bama to never have a spring game at home. Always have it right there in the backyard of LSU, because I feel like you need to open that pipeline up. You think of some of the greats, the absolute greats that have come from LSU to Bama. I mean, there's some dudes, and I feel like we've kind of been missing a little bit of that. So this is more of a rivalry, non-rivalry thing for me, but I think I got the mileage here. Let me see here. No, I don't. I don't know exactly how far it is. I want to say it's like 3 hours, something like that, but Cam Robinson, Devontae Smith, Eddie Lacy, these are just a few guys that came from the state of Louisiana. I just feel like that's the move.
Yeah, well, LSU ain't going to be happy with that, man.
No,
they will not be signing off on that. I could tell you that, but hell, it probably wouldn't be up to them. But maybe that's what this would turn into.
Yeah.
You know, Georgia would want to play, I'm trying to think, in Jacksonville or something, you know?
If you had in this scenario, well, you remember they did this a while back. Michigan was doing those camps. You remember those?
They outlawed that in a hurry.
Yeah. So I don't know if neutral site games is going to be the case, but, you know, maybe something along those lines, just keep having it in their backyard. If it's a home and home, you know, at least every other year, you're kind of renewing an old, old rivalry that your great, great grandfather used to watch. So
Mike says you're picking bloodbath games here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It's not rivalry week, but it's getting pretty damn close. So, hey, this is the one I had the toughest one, though. So, mentioned LSU was LSU. Is, you know, I thought about the Raging Cajuns. You know, you got UL Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping maybe a Texas team, but really we're talking distance again. You're going to want to go. So, is there any team that maybe stands out to you around that Louisiana area that maybe you'd want to watch a game for a spring?
Well, they lost to Troy a couple of years ago. Can't bring Troy down there. That could be one. I mean, McNeese, you know, they play them regular season and they usually score 60 points on them.
Yes, I think it's got to be a Louisiana team. Just because if you look at all the recruits that are in Louisiana, they stay, you know, so it's kind of protect your borders type thing.
Oh, wait, I got a better one.
Yes.
Notre Dame. Brian Kelly Bowl. Come on.
Brian Kelly be dead and gone by the time this spring game's in, Mike. So, yeah, I get it. Short term, that would be really cool. So, Cuz has got another suggestion. If not, I will I'll keep rolling here. So, let's go with South Carolina, another easy one. We've talked about this one on the last show. Who do you think I picked?
For some reason, you love North Carolina. I don't quite understand it, but let me say North Carolina.
It is North Carolina, Mike, because it's the Carolinas, and I feel like it's important. Again, they do get a lot of recruits there. I think of some of the football games that we have watched, they've been pretty good. What was it, was it 2019? There was a real close matchup. It was kind of we kind of build it up and everything. So this is a game that I feel is going to be a little closer to home, and you could really kind of get into that rivalry a little more because these teams aren't going to play often. They're not going to schedule each other. They're right next to each other. I think the fans would enjoy it. So South Carolina, North Carolina, I think is one of the easiest ones.
Maybe they could call it the Carolina Bowl.
Hey, there you go. Come on. Wear the crown for the year. Whoever wins the spring matchup. I like it. All right. Where you got next? Any picks?
How about Tennessee?
Tennessee. This one's not too close, but we've got to see a little bit of it. I got to see it personally. Doesn't need to be played in Bristol, but I really like Tennessee, Virginia Tech. I think that Tennessee needs to get up in Virginia a little bit more. In fact, some of the best Tennessee teams, they're recruiting the hell out of that state. I would love to see these two teams meet on an annual basis. It's a fun you talk about fanfare. This is a game, a spring game, that will be absolutely sold out. Hell, they sold out 160,000 person stadium. So in the spring, I think they could swing 100. You know what I'm saying? So this could be exciting. I think that Tennessee and Virginia Tech will probably not schedule each other too often, even though we're starting to see a little bit more of them in the SEC. I think the proximity is the main one for me. Boot City Bowl right here.
Well, going on your Bama to Tulane, Louisiana recruiting trip, I think if Tennessee was going to hit the road, I think you got to pick somewhere in Georgia because I think they're going to want to go maybe like Georgia Tech. Again, if they're hitting the road, that's Tennessee's bread and butter where they're trying to get guys out of the state of Georgia.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned Georgia Tech because I got them on the list, Mike. But I got to play another Tennessee team, Vanderbilt. I think the easy answer would have been MTSU right down the street, but that's not fun. Give me Georgia Tech, another SEC school. We're talking 3 hours away. You can meet in Chattanooga and play over there if you want at UTC. We can do a neutral site thing. These guys actually played. It's amazing how much research I did on spring games, Mike. Did you know these guys actually played for a cowbell back in the day? There's your little history nugget.
No, I had no idea.
So bring it back. Cowbell Bowl right here between two of the smartest schools in the country, Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt. And not to mention, wonderful game last year. You know what I'm saying? I thought Haynes King, Pavia show, that was fantastic.
I was hoping you'd say Northwestern just because I know them as Purple Vandy.
Oh, well, I don't know how far would that be? That would probably be about 6 hours, right? That's near Chicago, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe it's further than that. That's I went up there once. I went to Rockford once, and that was the first time I ever saw a casino, not casino, but like casino games inside a hotel lobby. I was like, whoa, how long has this been going on? All right. I got Kentucky, Mike. Who do you think I picked for Kentucky?
Ohio.
No, close. In Ohio, Cincinnati. I think they're right there. You know what I'm saying? This is neighbors. This is a team that has, I think, five or six Cincinnati kids on their roster right now. You know, there's been times they've had upwards of almost 20. So this is a recruiting. I mean, you were talking about a pipeline. That is Cincinnati. That is Lexington. Let's keep that thing open. And Cincinnati's had some really good football teams, so I feel like Kentucky can get a lot out of this just as well as Cincinnati.
I know we want people to get excited about these games. We want them to watch them, but so this may not qualify, but if we're just going for pure comedy,
yeah,
give me Kentucky-Iowa, because those are like, they seemingly play every year. Mark Stoops went to Iowa. The rumor is he'll go to Iowa at some point. And they always play a punting contest. You know what?
Just see who goes, like a spring game. If which bus was Stoops on? You know. All right, let's go down the list, Mike. Georgia. Who do you think? Now this one may surprise you a little bit. Who did you think I picked for the Georgia Bulldogs?
Clemson.
No, it didn't surprise you at all. Yeah, right down the street. I think this would be a home run for Kirby Smart. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get to Kirby here in a little bit, but heard about what's going on behind the scenes in the locker room. It sounds like, well, I think you clear it up real quick. If you play against a team like Clemson, we love watching these two play. We've had a couple of years of it. It's a fun matchup, but more importantly, it's two teams that are always, it feels like, in playoff conversation. And I think there's not a better matchup, and they're recruiting the same kids. So right. Hell, they may have them all at the spring game. I think this would be awesome.
All right. How about the Mississippi schools? I don't think you've done them.
No, I have not. Mississippi State. I chose who's your favorite player growing up?
Brett Favre, Southern Miss.
Bam. Southern Miss. Absolutely. I think that's a good one because of Mississippi State school. I think of Mississippi recruiting. Let's just keep it in house. Now, as far as Ole Miss, I chose up the street, Memphis. I think that's another one that came up. I mean, hell, it's been in Blindside movie. It's been everything. We know how well Ole Miss likes to recruit in that area, and I think that is the obvious answer. Two good football teams, too, and I think we can get some really good magic there in the springtime. So that's what I got with the Mississippi schools. Let's see. Did I miss anybody? Arkansas. Arkansas was a tough one. I thought about Arkansas State. I thought about – you know, I mean, there's Memphis is not too far from there. That was actually the first one I had, but I thought Ole Miss was too perfect. So I went a little bit further. It's about 100 miles and went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. A big, big popular town. A lot of recruits in that area as well. Good food to eat if you're over there. So I think that would be a good one for Arkansas, but I was a little lost on them. You know, somebody may have a better suggestion in the comments, but that's kind of where I went with the Arkansas Razorbacks. Mizzou was easy. You know who I picked there, right?
Kansas.
Border War. That's right. We're going to get to see it this year, which is awesome, but this may be the last time when they smoke their ass. They don't want to sign up for it anymore. So what we do, we play them in spring. We take a note out of Gundy's book, and let's just play this thing where there's no ramifications for losing. Texas A&M. I mentioned this team earlier. I think Houston is a good one. Right now, there's about 8 or 9 kids on A&M's team from the Houston area. Seems to make sense that you want to kind of keep recruiting from within that state. So I thought that one was a pretty easy one. Florida. Now, this one, I chose one, and then I looked at proximity, and I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. Who do you think I chose for the Florida Gators?
Miami.
I did. That was the first one. Damn, it's like we're related. So I chose Miami, and then I said, that's too far. Plus, there ain't no way Miami fans are going to travel for a spring game. We can't even get them to regular games. You know what I'm saying? So I went a little bit closer to home, and I chose Central Florida. Yes. Absolutely. Now, they've kind of had a rough start here the first two seasons with the Big 12. But, again, you look at body of proof, what they've done the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. They've been really competitive. And I just think that's an easy one there. Kind of tee up close, because it's like they could come up to Gainesville and watch a game in the swamp, and then you could go down there and go to Disney and watch, you know, an ass beating there at spring game. So
and now they have the Scott Frost connection. Remember,
yeah, good point.
A lot of fans wanted Scott Frost instead of what would have been Dan Mullen, I think.
Yeah, that's right, man. Where's Gus at? Where's old Mal's on now?
He is the offensive coordinator at Florida State.
Do you remember when he got like hot again. You know, everybody was like, Gus is available. Sorry, guys. I think your time in the SEC is gone. Auburn. Who do you think I got for the Auburn Tigers? This is like my last one right here.
Who should Auburn play?
This one may surprise you. Different clue, different state.
Somewhere in Georgia, Georgia State.
Florida State. That's who I picked. FSU. I had the mileage here. This one's a little bit further, but not too bad. This is 190 miles away. All right. So one of the things that may surprise you is these teams do not play often. So again, not going to be scheduling that off. I think they've only played once since 1990. And that was in a 2014 last BCS championship. Of course, Auburn barely lost that game. So yeah, I think that was the final one for me. Florida State. I think that one could be fun to watch because Auburn, I feel like, is on the rise. Surely Norvell's gonna do something down there, or if not, they'll definitely find a coach that will, because they're used to being successful. That could be a fun matchup as well.
Just imagine, Shane, if the entire month of April, every Saturday, maybe throw in a Friday, you know, Friday, Saturday, whatever you want to do, we get these games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, college football, what the hell's on TV right now? As soon as Final Four is over,
yeah,
there's nothing. Mm-mm. College football could dominate this month of exhibition games that people would be dying to see. I mean, hell, every single one of those you just referenced, I'd go watch it today.
I would love to see – nobody likes Pro Bowl, you know? Nobody likes – but you remember the old Pro Bowl games where they had the quarterback challenges and stuff like that? How cool would it be to kind of have, like, a buildup? It's like a mini camp one day type deal, and then the next day you have the exhibition game, you know, go light on the quarters, but maybe just the first team on the first and third quarter type situation. It would be awesome, brother. Absolutely awesome. Butts and seats. They'd sell a lot of tickets. They'd sell a lot of food. It would be totally awesome. And like you said, right after schedule it, so it's right after basketball or right now in this time, people are going to, they're going to be there in droves.
Yeah. Apparently the XFL, the UFL, apparently that's on, but I didn't even know that was still a thing. Did you?
I probably should. It feels, you know, it just doesn't feel right watching it, you know. Do you remember back in the day when like DVDs would come out and you had to wait, or you could go to the flea market and some guys got like some burners, you know what I'm saying? You had 10 of them. That's kind of what the XFL is like. It's like, I remember watching what's the movie with Nicolas Cage where he was the fire guy? You remember that one, Ghost Rider? I think is what it was called.
I don't think I ever saw that.
Well, don't. And you know what's even worse is watching it from like a video camera, you know, and you're just sitting there watching the thing. All of a sudden, people are walking across, and it was like, oh my God, that, I think that was the last one ever. That's what XFL's for me. It's good. You're getting the movie. You're understanding the storyline, but at the end of the day, it's not something you really want to watch. Sorry.
What if you were watching XFL? There's people walking by on your screen.
that would be a cool way to watch XFL. What are those places called where you kind of sit in a stadium place?
Yeah.
And the whole thing in front of you is a big screen. I think that would be kind of cool, you know, because then you could eat and you can drink and stuff like that. You're not having to do all the stadium stuff.
You know what else would be cool, Shane?
What's that?
You head on over to ridge.com/SEC, get 40% off your entire order from Ridge Wallet. That's ridge.com. You can see it on the screen there, Shane. Unique, slim, modern design, holds up to 12 credit cards. This wallet does. I mean, these things will not break. I think you could literally, not that you ever would want to throw them out your car, but if it fell out of your car, you're driving down the freeway, you could stop, pick it back up. All your information is going to be right there, Shane, because these Ridge wallets are made with aluminum, titanium, and carbon fiber with over 50 colors to choose from. Show your wallet off, Shane. Lifetime warranty. This is the last wallet you'll ever own over at ridge.com. Most importantly, don't forget that promo code SEC to get 40% off your entire order. This is a once a year anniversary sale that Ridge is having. You can't beat it, Shane. You just can't.
No, buy one. Take the promo code, buy one. You may not need one, but there'll be somebody, and you know it is. It always happens every Christmas, and you got to get them a gift. You're like, I don't know what to do. Now you got a wallet. You're welcome, and you got a promo code.
What Father's Day is coming up, Shane.
Come on now. I mean, that's an important day. You're a father. You know, my kids don't know. I have to remind them twice. You know, they'll probably buy me this wallet, not knowing I have it. You know, I got two wallets.
Cousin Mike says, Shane, what? Which card has the most points? Or are you going to Cracker Barrel or?
Cracker Barrel's up there. The problem is their bonus system. It's like you can. It's like a tier, and so you could save it up and get some. You know, a free entree type deal. But typically, I wear it out on the first one. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, we'll take a little bit off our.
All right, Shane. Hey, we're going to do perfect road trips here in just a second. But how about this? I mean, I'm starting to get concerned, Shane. I was joking before, but we may be headed to about 7-5 here for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Stop it, Mike.
Because Kirby, he's on one again. Just listen to the man and tell me I'm wrong.
Specific, like who did well, who did this, who did that. That's really not important right now. Like, it's more important that we can execute a play on offense and defense. We have got more new people in new positions than in the 10 years I've been here. And every year that is probably ratcheted up a little bit, but it is to the point where you almost have to start like no one knows anything, make no assumptions, don't assume anything, and start all over and go ground up, because we had, you know, a lot of mistakes, a lot of sloppiness. I mean, this used to be the first fall camp scrimmage, but when you get 25 mid-years and six portals or whatever the numbers are, I don't know exactly, like that is the first fall scrimmage. So it was not what it needed to be.
We're down in the dumps, down in Athens, Shane. Georgia, are they even going to be competitive this year?
Crown them, Mike. This is when you're playing poker and you got a pair of aces. You know, it's like, I don't know why I come here. I don't know why I spend my money. You're just hoping nobody bets when you raise it. So that or they're going to suck.
Are you buying it, Shane? Or do you think he's just trying to he's trying to pipe up his team here, coach him up a little?
I think a little bit of this, I'm just being honest, Mike. I think a little bit of this has to do with the conversations they're about to have down in Destin, Florida. That's what I think this one is. I think the last ones that we had were more toward the players, more toward maybe some of the leadership that's in that locker room. I feel like this one was directed to his buddy down there in Destin. So I correct me if I'm wrong. You can ask him when you're down there. I feel like this is more of a we got to fix a problem type situation.
Oh, yeah. You might be 100% right, Shane, because he was on another one here, Shane. This is on, again, I can explain it in further detail, but Monday, the national championship for basketball, this is when they're going to kind of decide all this revenue sharing stuff, or at least start the process. So this is a little bit of a long one, but this is a good one from Kirby and just what all these coaches are dealing with. It sounds insane.
Yeah, not really a spring ball question, but the hard cap 105, I assume, is going to be in play by the fall. What is that doing to you guys' process even right now? Because, you know, I'm sure you're going to have to get under the number. And what kind of difficulties is that going to do to how you guys practice around here?
Yeah. That's up in the air. I'm not sure 100% that we have to get to 105 by fall camp. As we understand it, it's going to be by the first game, which is a big difference. So we would be able to practice camp like we want to, you know. I think everybody's got to take a big pause right now and say deep breath, because of what's going on with basketball right now is crazy. And we don't know everything that's going to come out with April 7th, which might be April 7th. We might be the settlement date where we get a lot more information. But, you know, everybody's on pins and needles because we don't know exactly what's going to come out of this. What I do know is that we're going to continue to recruit people who love football, who are passionate about football, and that don't put money as the number one answer. Like, I've never met a really good player that's all they cared about. So, like, the 105 number, the NIL number, what's the cap number, what is this going to be? There's stuff going on right now, guys, in college football. I mean, there's people reaching out to have a Zoom call and present all the players they represent that are on teams, including our teams. And they want to invite people to the Zoom so they can watch and see who's going in the portal or shopping, who's in the portal before the portal. Do you want to get on the Zoom and look at all these players? I'm like, well, what if some of them are mine? I mean, it could be one of the most legendary, you know, moments in all of college sports with what's coming up on this ruling and how people are going to try to manipulate a cap when all we're trying to do is make for competitive balance. And it's really unfortunate that I don't know if competitive balance is going to come out of it. You know, like, I don't know if the kids win in this model that we currently have, if they win long term. Like, long term, when we have to cut sports and cut other things, are the kids going to be the winners of this? I don't know. College sports has been around a long time and given many an opportunity. And by all means, I want these kids to make money. But what's going on right now is not good for anybody.
Is it good for anybody, Shane?
Somebody wishes they took that Dallas job. I there's not a right answer to this problem, and you can honestly clip every coach in the country. They're saying the same thing. Woe is me, woe is me. Because whatever you say, Kirby's got people to answer to above him. You know, it's not just the athletic director, it's boosters, it's people that, you know, it's the tough conversations that he's made behind these doors. And when you go all in on a kid and then all of a sudden he's not getting the starting job and he's hitting the portal, I can imagine the conversations you have to have when you talk to that individual again, like, what happened to so-and-so? So yeah, I get it. It's very frustrating. It's very chaotic. And this is why a lot of the great coaches are now in the NFL and not staying with the collegiate level. But I do think there is change coming. And it's not because of what Kirby Smart says here today, but it's because of what all coaches are saying. And it's what fans are recognizing, is that the system is flawed. Let's fix it. Let's tighten this thing up.
Yeah. And, you know, go back to what you said earlier. Ole Miss, no longer a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Why? Because they have as much or more that Georgia's got to put together their football roster. Mm-hmm. And you may not like it, but, of course, I mean, at the end of the day, Ole Miss didn't make the playoff. But they did whoop Georgia's ass. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
There's give and take there, but. Yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting. And he went on to say, I cut it because it was so long. But, you know, let's say there is this hard cap. They come and they say, just to make it easy to understand, let's say it's $20 million, right?
Yeah.
So that'll go in effect July 1st, and that lasts for a year. So the next July, right?
Yeah.
So what is happening right now, since we're in April, we're several months away from July 1st, what some schools are doing, and it's all the usual suspects, the people that got money that are spending, the Texas, A&M, Oregon, Tennessee, you know, on and on and on. They're spending as much as they possibly can today, mm-hmm. so that maybe they could spend, so they have the full $20 million allotment when the portal opens up, not in a week or two, but after the season. So they could spend that, their full allotment on the next roster. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does. They got a little check in advance, what, Cash Express, you know, they got a little right. advance on payday, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I feel like, again, it's competitive. These guys, they're geniuses, the ones that are in actual control of this thing. And anytime they can create a competitive edge, they're going to take it. So yeah, it does not surprise me. Any rule you come out, there's going to be 16 of them come out with a rule to get around it. So,
right.
But I'm interested to see how it plays out. But more importantly, Mike, I'm very dialed in to this meeting that's about to happen down there in Florida. I feel like all this is, I mean, they started this last year at these meetings, and of course, nothing got fixed. But I do think there has been things behind the scenes. So I'm imagining we take a big step here in the off season. But yeah, until then, we're just going to hear coaches bitch the entire time.
Yep. Well said. Well said. All right. How about this, Shay? I've made the perfect dream road trip for the SEC in 2025. And this was actually it's a lot easier than I thought it would be. So I'm trying to pick the best game. I'm trying not to go to the same places all the time, but really no rules here. I'm really just trying to identify the best possible road trip, which means game and everything. Does that make sense?
Is it in order, or is it like week one, I'm here, week two, I'm here type thing?
Yeah, we'll start with week one.
Okay.
So here's the week one schedule. Might be a little bit hard to see there, so I probably should have thought about that. But week one is unique, Shane, because we got a game on Friday. So you already know. You already know. I'm going to see Auburn-Baylor on a Friday. It's the only SEC game. So I'll be down in Waco. And then on Saturday, I could jump on my jet here, Shane, and fly. I'm flying my ass up to Columbus, Ohio, because I want to see the beginning of the Arch Manning tour here. Texas at Ohio State. There's a lot of good candidates week one, but I don't think there's a better one than Texas at Ohio State. And then because it is week one, it's a little unique, Shane. I got a Sunday game. I can go to South Carolina, Virginia Tech in Atlanta. I mean, could you imagine a better opening weekend? I know I'm skipping over LSU Clemson, but I just think Texas at Ohio State, I think I got to go there.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, man, there's some good games, brother. I forgot how many great games are week one. But, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? What's that video they do of Kurt Herbstreit flying around the country? You know, this would be you right here in the jet, you and your dog going over to all three games. So, I think that would be absolutely awesome. I get some of the fans are going to be like, hey, the LSU Clemson, you know, or hell, even Tennessee Syracuse. I mean, it may be your team that you'd want to get in there, but we're creating the perfect one here. So it's tough to argue with what you've selected.
All right. Now it gets a little bit harder, Shane, week two, because they're all on Saturday, right? So
yeah,
I'm not doing any, we don't know the kickoff time. So I don't know who's at noon. I don't know who's at night. So I'm just picking one. And I got a feeling, Shane. Oh, buddy. I mean, a lot of cupcakes here, but one game that's standing out, that it's make or break. You ain't going to like it, buddy, but I'm going Michigan. I'm going Michigan at Oklahoma, because if Oklahoma don't get it done against Michigan, who sounds like they're going to be starting a true freshman quarterback, there's going to be hell to pay down there in Norman.
So no Ole Miss Kentucky revenge game for Mike. I believe this is the right answer here. And there's a really good shot we could see both Ohio State and Michigan fall within the first 2 weeks of this season. How glorious would that be? A little SEC revenge tour. That's what we'll name this one.
Yeah, so I'm surprised you didn't get mad at me for Mizzou, Kansas.
I mean, I didn't want to say it. I think that would be just being there. I mean, hell, I was at that game talking to Oklahoma. We talked more about little baby Kansas than anybody, you know. So, I mean, they're anticipating that football game. It's going to be an awesome one. I believe it will be an epic showdown in its right mind. But if you're not a fan of Mizzou, then I could get why you would choose more of a national landscape, you know, shot here. And who knows? Michigan may be the team this season. So that could be a really good game, but it's a launch pad for Oklahoma as well.
And I never put this together. So again, credit you. I mean, you're the real brains of this operation. But if, you know, Texas and Ohio State, Michigan, yeah, Oklahoma, there's a hell of a lot on the line for the SEC if they go 0-2 in those games.
Mm-hmm.
God. It's going to be a rough year. At worst, they got to split these.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they got to. They got to just win, you know? Just keep winning.
All right. Well, they haven't been. That's the problem.
Well, it's a new year. I'm a glass half full going into 2025, Mike.
Okay.
Until I'm not.
Week three, Shane. I get it. A little tricky here. And I don't know you're going to agree with this one, because I think you'd probably be eyeing Georgia at Tennessee. But we've just seen so many of those. that have been kind of, Arkansas Ole Miss, that's always a fun game, right? Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Alabama, maybe, but I'm going Florida LSU, Shade. I think that's a game because I think the loser, buddy, I think the loser's probably going to fire their damn coach. I think the winner, they're going to be in conversation to make the college football playoff. Florida at LSU, a hell of a lot on the line. That's the game I'm picking.
Yeah, you're wrong. But again, Tennessee does not have a tough schedule, but the toughest matchup they have at home is the Georgia Bulldogs. These are two teams that are probably going to be top seven, I would imagine, by the time they play, if all goes well. And he'll know, game day will probably be there. That's the matchup. I do like A&M Notre Dame. I feel like that's a very, very big game for them Aggies. They got to get that one. I think that opens up 25 for them because nobody's talking about A&M. Nobody right. will be talking about A&M. But if you punch Notre Dame in the face, they'll be talking about you. But I get it. You're high on Florida. You think that one's the pivotal matchup. Little revenge game for LSU. It could be. It's at home, so hopefully it's at night and it's exciting.
Mm. How about week four, Shane? Here again, we got some solid games. This was one of the tougher ones to pick. Auburn at Oklahoma, perhaps. I've already went to Norman once. It's a Jackson Arnold Bowl. Hugh Freeze coming down here. Hot seat bowl. Hugh Freeze versus Brett Venables. That could be one. But I'm going with South Carolina at Mizzou. I want to make that trip up to Columbia, and I think that's a game, again, similar. I don't think the loser's getting fired, but I think the winner, we could start the conversation to make the college football playoff because as long as South Carolina takes care of business early in the season, yeah. they'll probably be undefeated in this game, and Missouri sure as hell better be undefeated. So I think we're talking a showdown of 2-3-0s here.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think this is going to be a great game. It seems like it has been every single year, and they love talking shit. The best part about this game is you got all season. It's not at the tail end like it usually is. So this could be a really, really good game. It would be tough to pass on seeing Jackson Arnold walk back in. I mean, that's going to be a good matchup, I think. Honestly, when you're looking at those two games alone, how many times are we going to talk about in the offseason that this is a like must win game for all four teams? It feels like this is a very crucial week that people maybe not getting the respect it deserves, but at the end of the year could be the reason we go back and say, well, this is where it fell apart. So really good games that week.
All right. How about week five, Shane? This was kind of a no brainer. We do got some exciting ones. Notre Dame at Arkansas. That could be fun. Auburn at A&M. That's, you know, sometimes spicy. The Sunglass Bowl, Kentucky, South Carolina, come on. But we're kidding ourselves. LSU Ole Miss, that is, you know, that's the runner-up there probably. Yeah. But the you know, such an easy selection for me here. Alabama at Georgia. I've already called my shot. Bama's coming in but between the hedges and planting their damn flag on Georgia's G there. I think that's the game you got to go to.
Sam Houston not getting the respect they deserve, but I'm right there with you. I feel like that is that's going to be an awesome game. Just the build up to that one. But again, Ole Miss, LSU, thinking about last year's, I mean, that was one of the best games I ever seen. So maybe we get a repeat of that. Those two coaches absolutely hate each other. They want each other's jobs, you know what I'm saying? So who knows? That one could be an epic one as well. So I don't think there was a wrong answer there.
Well, there's also not a wrong answer, Shane. You're looking to clean up your act?
Yeah.
Shop Mando. Come on, shopmando.com. Promo code SEC, Shane, to get you $5 off a starter pack over at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. D.O. has a name-o, Shane. It's $5 off if you go promo code SEC on a starter pack. What is this starter pack you keep going on about? It's a solid stick of deodorant. It's a cream tube deodorant. And two free products of your choice, Shane, with free shipping over at Shop Mando with that promo code SEC. If I'm going to all these games, Shane, I'm going to have to put on some of this Shop Mando because otherwise, Yeah, that's the worst thing in the world, I think, is being sweaty, being drunk, being in the stands, and no one can stand you because you smell like ass.
Exactly. I mean, if you're single and the lady comes over and you got, like, if you got Brute hanging out, you know, mm-hmm. Old Spy sitting in the corner, she ain't saying anything. But she sees Fancy Mando, she's like, wait, this guy's sophisticated. I think he's the one. Put a ring on it. You just got married. By promo code SEC. You're welcome.
All right. How about week six, Shay? Now we're getting into the mix here. We got some bunch of conference games.
Yeah.
But the one, I mean, Vanderbilt at Alabama, that is tempting. Revenge game. My word, Shane, if Vanderbilt beats Bama 2 years in a row, might as well fire DeBoer's ass. But I'm going Texas. I'm going Florida in the swamp. How often? I mean, it's going to happen more and more as we get this Texas and Oklahoma in the conference, but Texas in the swamp. I mean, that is like a dream matchup there. Even if Florida's not quite on Texas level yet.
Man, can you pull that back up one more time? That's a tough one. That's a tough one to pick right there. I mean, the nice thing is hopefully it's cooled down a little bit down there in the swamp, because we're talking about dream trips here. You know, I don't want to sweat too bad. But I think that's the right answer, Mike. Unfortunately, Mississippi State, Kentucky, not doing enough for me. And Vanderbilt, Alabama could be intriguing. You know, that one actually could be the best game of the week. But you're high on them Gators, so I'm going to have to go with you here. Texas, Florida, give it to me.
If Florida's undefeated, this is a no-brainer, right? But
oh yeah,
if they're like 3-3, you're saying I'm not going there, right,
Mike? If I'm 200 pounds, I got a six pack, it's a no-brainer too. You know, we'll be there. You know, since we're talking about things that aren't going to happen.
All right, how about week seven, Shane? Again, this is a fun week. There's a no-brainer here, but Georgia Auburn could be a fun one. South Carolina LSU, a little revenge from last year. Florida A&M, I mean, so many great. I know you want to see Arkansas go down finally. What are they, what, four in a row against Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri? So many good games. But Oklahoma, Texas, this is the only one that I'm even considering come October 11th.
Yeah, it's not fair that this rivalry is in, because there are some good games. I really think that Auburn, Georgia, the oldest rivalry, mm-hmm. I feel like could get fired up again this week. So that one could be awesome, but it's tough to argue with the Red River Shootout, as they like to call it. So give me some wax beer and some corn dogs. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, we're waiting for Oklahoma to be good again before we go down to that one. And maybe it's this year, Shane. They might both be undefeated at this year.
Okay, let's do this, Mike. What's the schedule? Let's pull up the schedule real quick. Oklahoma schedule.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all they got to do is beat Michigan at home and Auburn at home.
Okay.
And they're undefeated.
At Texas schedule. Okay.
Let's say Ohio State and at Florida. I mean, this may sound crazy, Shane, but
yeah,
I think it's more likely Oklahoma's undefeated than Texas come that game. I'm not saying they're better. I'm saying more likely to be undefeated come that game, because Texas opens at Ohio State. And according to Steven, Ohio State's probably going to be number one again in the preseason.
Well, let's make a bet right now, man. What does it take to get us there? What would we want to see? Oklahoma, I think it kind of hinges on Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But if Oklahoma is undefeated, are we going?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. There it is. It's settled.
Now, they may be 2-3, you know.
Well, yeah.
And then I won't be there, you know?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. If they're undefeated,
yeah,
we're there. We're there.
I'm there. Okay.
What about one loss, or does it have to be undefeated? Because I really want to go.
We might go.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So maybe one loss, but definitely undefeated. Okay.
How about week eight, Shane? This, so many great games here. So many great games. I mean, Missouri Auburn. We should call that the Brady Cook in the hospital game. I mean, what a showdown that was. Ole Miss, Georgia, revenge. Ole Miss could be good again. We got Oklahoma, South Carolina. I mean, some really good game. Texas, A&M, Arkansas, first time in Fayetteville since, I think, 2013, something like that.
Yeah.
And only the second time in like 30 years. So that is high on the list. But the only one I'm considering this week is Tennessee is at Alabama. This is finally, Shay, finally a rivalry again. The last several have been won by the home team. And hell, Tennessee put it on them the last time they went down to Tuscaloosa in the first half. So you know, Tennessee is finally a formidable opponent for Alabama.
Yeah, third Saturday in October, baby. It's actually, like you said, a rivalry. We're not going into this game wondering, well, how bad is this team going to beat this team? You know, this is going to, and I'm trying, how bad is the red team going to beat the orange team? You know what I'm saying? No, we're going into this thing as Tennessee has a real shot to win this one because they have. So looking forward to that one. Also, great games on there, man. I would love to see the Arkansas one. That's another one because that is a game, like you mentioned, that's not been, it's been played in Jerry's World for too damn long. So it's finally good to have a home and home here.
Any chance I'm sleeping on Ole Miss Georgia being the game of the week?
I'm absolutely. You know, Ole Miss is the biggest question mark for me coming into this season.
Yeah.
And I don't want to commit to a 10-2, 11-1 playoff football team, but it would not blow my mind if they did. You know what I'm saying? And we'll know by this point because as you got the schedule pulled up here, Arkansas, Tulane, LSU, these are not laydowns. These are tough opponents, and some you're going to probably be underdogs in. You know, if Ole Miss goes through that, then all of a sudden October 18th becomes a lot more interesting and shoots straight up the list here.
Shane, if Ole Miss and is undefeated going to Georgia, no, I'm just kidding. Are we going to be there?
We've been to Georgia enough, haven't we?
How about next week, Shane? This was a difficult one.
Yeah.
You know, this was a toss-up one. Auburn, Arkansas, that was a wild one last year. Texas A&M LSU was very high on my list. If Oklahoma's as good as I think they are, maybe Ole Miss at Oklahoma, but we've been to Oklahoma a couple times. So I went with Alabama at South Carolina, which that was a wild, wild game last year in Tuscaloosa. I think it could be a really fun one. And maybe, I don't know. I mean, Shane Beamer's won some big time games, but beating Alabama.
Yeah.
That might be his best win yet if he could get that done.
Well, I am worried because Hugh Freeze said if he played Arkansas, what was it, 9 out of 10? There's a little bit of that going on. And then I'd be lying if I didn't say I was very interested in the Texas A&M LSU game just because of what was called last year. Mm-hmm. But you're right. We're doing a road trip. We've already been down to LSU. I don't think we've been to Columbia.
No.
Awesome place to watch a football game. Hopefully it's at night. And I guarantee you this, if South Carolina has an opportunity to put Alabama away, I don't think they squander it year two. So, yeah, could be a good one.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, Alabama was scheduled to go to South Carolina? My talking point all offseason was, you know, there's one stadium Nick Saban has not won. And they beat him by like 45.
Yeah, he's gone. New Bama.
Because he had lost the one time he had been there. All right, how about week 10, Shane? I know you hate me talking up this team. Well, there's some good ones here. Vandy, Texas, perhaps. Uh-huh. I think Vanderbilt will be good. Oklahoma at Tennessee. I know a ton of people that are going to be attending that one. South Carolina, Ole Miss, little revenge from last year, perhaps. But really, the only one I'm considering here, Georgia, Florida, in Jacksonville. Again, maybe not that great of a game if Florida does not do what I think they will this year. But if they do, Shane, this could be the best game in the damn conference next year.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. Could be. Let me ask you on that note, where's this game going to be played at? Do you know?
Jacksonville.
Aren't they working on the stadium or something? I thought there was some kind of deal that they were trying to do. Maybe I'm just an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they are updating the Jaguar Stadium.
Yeah.
But I don't know that has started just yet.
Oh, okay. Well, because if I'm going to this game, we're making a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the few neutral site games, and I've never been there. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see a competitive game.
Right.
So I'm just going to pretend for a second. I got my Cousin Mike hat on, and I'm thinking the Florida Gators are going to be good. We may have a hell of a matchup here. So it would be tough to not want to watch that. So, yeah.
Let's put your Gator hat on real quick.
Okay.
Best case scenario.
Uh-huh.
And it's fine if you pick a couple losses here. I'm just wondering, in your jaded view here.
Yes.
What's the best case for Florida going into this Georgia? So we got Long Island at home. That's got to be a win regardless, right?
Uh-huh.
South Florida at home. That's yep. probably a win. At LSU, I mean, toss up, maybe at best in your mind. At Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a bye week, Texas at home, at Texas A&M, and then Mississippi State at home. So we got seven games there.
Yeah. I would say best case scenario.
5-2?
Yeah. And here's the way I'm looking at it. I'm giving, let's say, LSU 0.5, Miami 0.5. Actually, I'm giving them like 0.25 and A&M 0.25. So this is a daunting schedule. You know, I think
Miami's going to suck. I really do. Carson Beck, come on.
They may, but then all of a sudden, you know, he's single now. You know what I'm saying? That may have been his problem. And now he ain't got all them cars to worry about because somebody stole them. So, you know, maybe focus on the sport called football. Yeah. Here's the thing for me, it's the LSU away. It's the Texas at home. That's the two games that, am I thinking best case scenario, they catch one of them? I think there's a shot. So let's do best case scenario. I think they're 5-2 going into this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just kind of completely looked over at A&M, one of the toughest places to play.
And I'm saying best case. So what I did is I found the other loss between either A&M or Miami. Right now I'm thinking, they may sneak up and get LSU. They may sneak up and get Texas. I don't think so. But best case scenario, can I see them going 5-2? Absolutely. 5-2. If they are undefeated going into that game, I will walk. No, I'm just kidding. Because you know it'll happen. I know Gator fans are like, yeah, keep talking, man, because you're always right, right?
DeAndre Hand, Shane, he says the Gamecocks are going to get their revenge. I don't know if that was LSU. I don't know if that's Florida or Bama.
That's maybe. Bama. Yeah, that came up during the Bama.
Okay. Yeah,
I'd love it.
What are the odds of that? Let's throw up South Carolina because he gave us a donation here. What are the odds? 0 out of 100 that South Carolina beats Alabama in Columbia. Just today, you could change your mind. You know what I mean?
I would say right now 40-40. I mean, that's really good odds, man. I feel like being at home is important.
Right.
And again, as you know, if anybody's on the show, they know I'm not as high on Bama as I have been in the past. So can you pull up Bama's schedule? Let's see where they get
Georgia, Vandy, Mizzou, Tennessee leading up to South. And then they got LSU right after. So
45.
Bumping it up.
Yeah, bumping it up.
What a gauntlet. All right, let's get back to the dream scenario here there real quick. We're about done. Week 11, Shane.
Yes.
This was kind of another no-brainer for me. You know, A&M Missouri, maybe. Last year, that was interesting. Florida, Kentucky, believe it or not, that's been one of the best games in recent years. Maybe not last year, but yeah, the years prior, that has been a nice back-and-forth affair. But really, well, could go Hugh Freeze. Diego Pavia Bowl, but I'm going to LSU at Alabama. That's typically one of the best games, not only in the SEC, but the entire country. You know what?
And man, Florida, Kentucky, we had a good run, didn't we? But yeah, I'm LSU Bama here. I feel like this may be a game that decides a playoff spot.
Right. All right. How about week 12? Now we're getting down to the meat here, Shane. Again, this was kind of an easier one, but we do got Oklahoma at Alabama. We tried to make that a rivalry, you know, an annual showdown. Yep. People revolted, so maybe we're not quite there yet, but those are two of the biggest brands in the sport. Arkansas at LSU is an interesting one. Florida at Ole Miss, the Lane Kiffin Bowl. Hello.
Yeah.
South Carolina at A&M. That was a beatdown last year. We'll see this year. But again, this was a no-brainer. Texas at Georgia. There's no other answer for this one, I think.
No, but it is fun looking at this because you think of some of the upsets we had last year, like Oklahoma and Bama. And let's see, what else did we have? Some Texas and Georgia.
Florida Ole Miss. Florida Ole Miss.
All of them. So this could be a really good week, too. And actually, it's going to be an awesome week. I love talking about games that are coming up, Mike. I love this road trip. Absolutely. There's not a wrong answer. I will go to New Mexico State, Tennessee. I'll go Tennessee Tech, Kentucky, if that's all I got.
All right, how about the Cupcake Bowl, Shane? This is the week where SEC plays a lot of junk games, but there's a couple winners, Shane. I almost went Mizzou at Oklahoma.
Yep.
There's a bad blood there. You were at that one last year in Mizzou. Arkansas at Texas, how about that? Those were really the only ones I considered. But to me, it's kind of a slam dunk here. Tennessee at Florida. I think that's the game you got to pick this week.
It's the game I'm already worried about, Mike. And we're not even in November yet.
All right, then the final week here, Shay. There's literally no wrong answer during rivalry weekend. The Iron Bowl could be a hell of a matchup this year. That was kind of my runner-up. Clemson, South Carolina. I'd love to go to one of those games one day. But for me, Shane, there's nowhere I'm going to be rather than A&M at Texas. What? Again, we got it last year, but we've been waiting 12, 13 years to get this one. And this will be the first one in Austin since they stopped playing. So I think I can't pick a better one than A&M Texas.
I think I can, man. I think the Iron Bowl will be better. But again, I'm higher on
Auburn.
We've got
100 of those.
Yeah, no, I get it. We're doing a road trip here, but I feel like that's going to be a really good game. I feel like Clemson, South Carolina is going to be a really good game. Yeah. Like you said, I'm nitpicking. There's probably no wrong answer like you're referencing, but I don't know, man. There was so much buildup for that A&M matchup last year, and I was just disappointed. Maybe that's the case.
Fair. You're down on A&M. They deserve to be downed on. What does their record got to be for you to get it over the moon going into this Texas matchup?
They'd be
11 games in.
Yeah, I want to see 9 wins, man.
So 9-2. Hey,
yeah, because I feel like that's where Texas will be.
Yeah, maybe even better.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, could be even better. I like their schedule, but if they come in, I want them to be similar. 9 and, I don't want A&M to come in there with a 7-win, 6-win season, and then we're like, well, if they catch Arch Manning off guard, whatever. Get out of here with that nonsense.
That game was such a dud last year, but yeah, we got to remember, A&M, had they won it, they would have went to the SEC championship.
Oh, I remember. I remember talking about it very well, but I just feel like my Iron Bowl may have a little more riding on it than this one.
Okay. What if, because there's a good chance Auburn is the one that's 5-5 that week.
But honestly, Mike, if you're really asking, we're doing a perfect road, like a road trip.
Right.
Texas and Texas A&M is a rivalry, a huge rivalry, but it went away for a while. The Iron Bowl, I mean, again, and I'm not saying it's a better rivalry than this rivalry, but I always feel like the Iron Bowl is one of, if not the best rivalry in the country. And if I'm doing the perfect road trip, I want a piece of that, because it doesn't matter the records, the teams, the coaches, all that goes out the window when these two teams, I mean, I just told you about the 2014 BC. You remember what happened there? In the Iron Bowl, one of the most infamous plays. So I feel like so much rides on that football game. And if I'm creating the perfect one, give me the Iron Bowl instead.
I would agree with you if Nick Saban was still Bama's coach.
It's not
Hugh Freeze, Nick Saban. That'd be awesome.
Hugh Freeze DeBoer not doing it for you. What about Gus Malzahn?
All right, buddy. Well, hey, that's all I got on this episode of the show. You got anything before we hop off the line?
No, this is awesome, man. I don't know. Tomorrow, are we doing a mailbag? Are we doing that? I don't know.
I'll be unavailable tomorrow.
Here we go. You know, that's why we went so long tonight. I was wondering why we drug this show out. Mike's going to do part two tomorrow. So, but hey, brother, it was good catching up with you. It's good talking a little college football. Appreciate all the cousins getting on here and hanging out with us. And if anything crazy happens, by God, I'll get on here. Mike, I don't know what he's doing, but I'll jump on here and talk, shoot the shit with you.
Emergency Cracker Barrel menu breakdown coming tomorrow, courtesy of Cousin Shane. You know what?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, hey, buddy, I appreciate you. I appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.